At the turn of the century in the Mississippi Delta, a new American sound could be heard coming out of picnics, parties, and juke joints. A century ago, this music had no name. Now we call it the blues. Producer Barrett Golding reports on the legacy of one of the godfathers of the Delta blues, Charlie Patton.
I'm about to go to jail about this tune.
Having trouble making out these lyrics? Well, you're not alone. Even when this record first came out in 1929, people couldn't understand Charlie Patton.
I tell you what Charlie had, he, just like you hear him singing there, he had a growl in his voice. You know what I mean? He didn't just speak clear like you or me.
Guitarist Booker Miller traveled and played with Patton.
Man, he had a voice, brother. He had a voice. And I did love to hear that voice.
And women going crazy every day they lie by.
He was a master at rhythm, you know, very rhythmic, percussive.
Guitarist and singer Corey Harris.
He has a lot of tunes where he pinches strings. Charlie Patton is like one of the bedrock individuals at the foundation of the 20th century guitar style, you know, and also blues songwriting, and had a great influence on so many people, you know. He taught Pop Staples, who recently passed, how to play guitar. Robert Johnson learned from him. Honey Boy Edwards learned from him and played with him. You know, Son House was very much influenced by him.
Man come through there picking a guitar called Charlie Patton, and I liked the sound.
Howlin' Wolf recalls he was plowing mules on a plantation when Patton stopped by.
So I always did want to play a guitar. So I got him to show me a few chords, you know. Every night that I'd get off of work, I'd go over to his house and he'd learn me how to pick the guitar. So I got good with it. I've been playing ever since.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Charlie Patton. We stayed on the same plantation.
Pop Staples of the Staple Singers.
Charlie would play at those breakdowns, you know, and Saturday night suppers. In those days, that was swinging music, you know, that was what they call it now. That was really swing.
You can sing it, you can bring it, you can hang it on the wall.
All the music you hear about blues come out the Delta nearby, often plantations.
Honey Boy Edwards was another of the blues singers who roamed Mississippi in the 1920s.
I'm from the Delta. The Delta where they're picking a lot of cotton and be gambling at the house, drinking whiskey, playing guitars, having a good time, eating barbecue. Put a whole hog on a barbecue grill. 2 men to turn him and mop him down with that hot sauce and... It was good, yeah.
Stay blue all the time, ah. When the sun was down, my jelly, my rose, green mountain, let it fall.
Honey Boy Edwards says if Charlie Patton was in the crowd, there was bound to be trouble.
He was a hell raiser. He'd fight and drink a lot of white whiskey. He would break up his own dances.
Patton was kind of a man of mystery, a figure of legend, even in his own time. I think it's significant that he made records under the name The Masked Marvel because, you know, no one really quite knew who he was.
Francis Davis, author of The History of the Blues, says Patton's a legend because we don't know much about him.
We know that he lived on various plantations, usually got into trouble. He was almost like a resident musician, almost like a resident songster on one of the plantations. He would often get in trouble for, as I think one plantation owner who fired him put it, you know, keeping the women up all night and making them useless for work the next day.
So let's sing a little song like this.
Apparently he was married numerous times.
Co-founder of Living Blues magazine, Jim O'Neill.
I found a lot of marriage certificates in the state of Mississippi. It wasn't just him shacking up. He actually went through the process of getting a marriage certificate at least 8 times, and I haven't found any divorce papers yet.
Bigamist or not, Patton had a religious side. He made records as the elder J.J. Haddon. He sang gospel with one of his wives, Bertha Lee. Charlie Patton's death, like his life, was the stuff of legend.
Charlie Patton, he died in 1934. Charlie has got cut on his neck, and he was fighting with somebody, and Charlie was 46 years old when he died. 1934.
Oh, hey. Somebody is calling me.
That report from Barrett Golding, and it comes to us courtesy of the Hearing Voices Radio Project.